This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte, a Republican representing the Old Dominion 6th Congressional District. He's also a key member of the House Agriculture Committee and is the ranking member on a pivotal subcommittee on that panel, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But first of all, we want to get his thoughts on the debate over the economy right now, with the latest dismal numbers coming out late last week and a whole bunch of political spinning going on to explain hundreds of thousands of jobs lost again in the month of June. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
And we heard from the Obama administration that, well, this economy is quite a bit worse than we thought it was. They had promised a pretty substantial impact from the stimulus package that was passed and signed into law back in February. Obviously, we haven't seen that yet, but they say they still have a lot of confidence in the stimulus plan. It's just going to take a little longer for us to see the effects of it. What do you make of that analysis?
I think it's very misplaced confidence. One of the reasons why I voted against the stimulus plan was that it was very clear that it was not geared towards creating jobs in a rapid fashion, but rather geared toward a long laundry list of Democratic social agenda items that they wanted to spend money on to essentially increase the size and capacity of government. And that simply was not the way to go back then. The second thing that bothered me was the size of it, $800 billion. When you add in the interest payments over the course of the budget, it's more than $1 trillion. And that's a staggering sum of money to spend and see the unemployment rate continue to rise, and rise, by the way, beyond what they said would happen if we did nothing. So an argument can certainly be made that this is not helping our economy at all. Expanding the size of government, which doesn't generate new wealth, which doesn't really create new jobs, is not the way to go. And I think those who voted against the bill are being vindicated by this. That, of course, doesn't change the fact that there are millions of Americans who are out of jobs, suffering, very concerned, and we need to be doing something. But what we need to be doing is helping people to weather this storm, tighten their belt, provide a safety net for those people who do lose their job, and then provide targeted tax relief for small businesses and other engines of job growth so that they can indeed create the jobs that were expected to be created by the stimulus. We should do that, by the way, not with new funds, but by reappropriating the funds that were put into the stimulus package, or we should simply stop spending them altogether.
Congressman, a couple of quick follow-ups on what you just said. Number one, there are some Democrats who say patience is a virtue here. We're seeing the highest unemployment rate since 1983, which was a full 2 years after the Reagan tax cuts were passed. So it takes a time, an amount of time for these changes and reforms to actually show some dividends. What is the flaw in that logic, or is there some validity there?
Well, I remember 1983, and quite frankly, the unemployment rate was headed down and had been headed down for a couple of years. You may recall that unemployment in the late 1970s and early 1980s went into double digits, and therefore, by 1983, have the rate in the 9.5% range was a reduction in what it had been before. So the economy was improving. And while each one of these circumstances is different than another, the idea that somehow spending money to increase the size of government is going to have a positive long-term impact on the economy, I think, is very flawed and doesn't even begin to address the concerns that many people have about higher interest rates and inflation as the government now goes into the marketplace to borrow the trillions of dollars that it is spending that it doesn't have the revenues to pay for.
Congressman, you mentioned a moment ago that you'd like to see a lot of the money allocated for the stimulus reallocated in more free market job-creating ways. Recently, one of the president's economic advisors, Laura Tyson, told Bloomberg.com that the old stimulus is, quote, a little bit too small, and she says that she thinks a second stimulus package ought to be considered. The president himself and other advisors have said that that would be premature, but it sounds a little bit like a trial balloon. What do you make of it?
It is a trial balloon, and it's very concerning because they're not talking about trimming back this package and targeting it toward job creation vis-a-vis tax relief for the people who actually do create jobs in this country, but rather more government spending. And so a second stimulus on top of this one, I think, is a very, very bad idea. It is simply not going to work. They ought to look to the example of the Chancellor of Germany, of all places, who said that what really needs to be done here is for efficiencies to be created in the economies around the world. And to do that, you cut back on government spending. You don't artificially inflate it with dollars that you have to borrow against our children and grandchildren's future.
Congressman, I know a lot of your committee work deals with the Agriculture Committee and specifically with the Subcommittee on Conservation, Credit, Energy, and Research. Energy has clearly been a major issue in the news lately with the cap and trade debate on the floor just before the 4th of July recess. Talk about how that bill would impact your district and also the national picture in terms of job creation or job loss.
Well, it'll have a very detrimental impact on farmers across the country because it's going to increase their electricity rates, their oil and, you know, gasoline, natural gas prices, but also their other inputs like fertilizer. We took testimony in a hearing we held about this cap and trade legislation, which fertilizer producers talked about how this would drive production of fertilizer out of this country and drive up costs. So and equipment costs are going to go up as a result of this as well. So for farmers, it's a big problem, but it's a big problem for everybody across the board because it is a threat to jobs. While we attempt to lower the thermostat of the world by reducing carbon dioxide emissions, China and India are building one new coal-fired electric generating plant a week. They're happy to take our jobs. They're happy to produce cheaper electricity that enables them to do that. And we're going to pay for it not only in the loss of millions of jobs, but also in a higher cost of living for Americans. We're going to have to pay higher energy costs for new technologies, which we're all in favor of, but which, quite frankly, either don't exist in some respects or exist but are far, far more expensive to produce than coal and nuclear, which now produce nearly three-quarters of our electricity in the country. And in the case of nuclear, it is totally CO2 emission free, and yet this legislation did nothing to help expand the cheapest form of electricity production that can be made available that could help to rebuild our economy. France gets nearly 80% of their electricity from nuclear power and use new technology that has reduced waste and increases safety, although I would point out that no one has ever died in the United States from any of the nuclear power plants that are operating in this country. That can't be said of virtually any other form of electric generating.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. When you factor in the ongoing recession and the projected job losses, if cap and trade were to become law, just how deep could this unemployment rate go?
Well, no one knows for sure, but I do believe that the role of government here is not to try to create more government spending and government jobs, but rather to help the people who lose their jobs and to help the businesses that have the capability of creating new jobs and rebuilding our economy.
Congressman, unfortunately, we're out of time. Very good of you, sir, to spend some of your time with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte represents the Old Dominion's 6th Congressional District. This is Dateline Washington.